Alaska is likely to stay warm this month, while much of the lower 48 experiences a cold snap. It's a flip-flop of the expected weather pattern that's not uncommon, especially in winter. Brian Bretschneider with our Ask a Climatologist segment says the culprit is a feature of the jet stream called a Rossby wave. He told Alaska's Energy Desk editor Annie Feit the jet stream moves around the planet from west to east, but it doesn't necessarily take the direct route.
You know, it's not like this a race car moving at the exact same trajectory. It waves up and it waves down, kind of like a river meandering. And we call these waves Rossby waves. And there's generally about five of these waves that travel around the globe. But wherever it goes up in one place, it's got to come back down somewhere else. So it's like squeezing a balloon. When you squeeze a balloon in the middle, there's a reaction. That is, it kind of bulges out on other sides of the balloon. So where these waves move northward, like what's going on now near Alaska, it's dragging lots of warm air from the subtropics. But if you do the math, the average distance between these peaks and troughs, you know, about 2,000 to 4,000 miles. Well, if you move east 2,000 to 4,000 miles, you're talking about the central part of North America. So the jet stream is now racing south over there, and it's pulling in cold air from the north.
And is this more likely to happen in the winter?
We definitely see this much larger magnitude in the winter. We've got larger temperature gradients between lower and higher latitudes, and that creates a stronger jet stream. It's able to move north and south a much greater area and then draw in either warm air from much farther south or cold air from much farther north.
And what about climate change? Is climate change making this phenomenon more noticeable or worse?
You have to remember that global warming, climate change, is like this background noise. So our warm spells are a little bit warmer, and our cold spells are also a little bit warmer. As the Earth warms, the temperature gradient actually decreases a little bit. So it gets warmer here at high latitudes, much warmer, and it gets somewhat warmer at the lower latitudes. So that temperature gradient is a little bit less. That means jet stream's a little bit weaker and is susceptible perhaps to greater waviness. And so it can be a little bit paradoxical that, say, in the lower 48, they can have perhaps more frequent cold outbreaks, but they would be perhaps not as intense as before, or not as long-lived as before. But we do still get warm and cold. It's just a little bit less intense than it would be in a pre-warming environment.
Brian Bretschneider is a climatologist in Anchorage. If you have a climate question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.